The Gemara Daf Yudam Beis says two exceptions to the din of Ein Shechit Va'Aveira. According to one Mandamer, depends if it's Bar Chiyuva or not Bar Chiyuva. And according to the other Mandamer, it depends if it's Boy Avid or Boy Loy Avid. And the Gemara says, Mai Benai, you can bring out one of the Nafkarinas are, Kain Dar Yisrael, it's a Bekadesh Isha Grusha. A Kain that totally Yisrael to Bekadesh Isha Grusha, because that is a case where it's Boy Avid, Boy Loy Avid, but it's a case where he's not a Bar Chiyuva, the Yisrael is not a Bar Chiyuva, and the Isra be Mekadesh Grusha to a Kain. Now, Taisavi asked Akasha, Dibra Maslund, Amelie, so Kadesh Lisha Grusha, being Taima, Philo Amelie Kai Nami. I mean, if you tell a Kai to be Makadesh Nisha for you, that should he should not be a Bar Chiyuva, because he's not a Bar Chiyuva and be Makadesh Grusha for a different Kai, and he's allowed to be Makadesh Grusha for a different Kai, and he's just not allowed to be Makadesh Grusha for himself, and that's not what he's doing. So, the Gabi, what he's doing for the other Kai, Lichari, he should be considered a not Bar Chiyuva. And Taisa's answer is, he says, Vishama, the Kai, Miki Bar Chiyuva, Helvin Makadesh Atsu Machayev. The Kain is called a Bar Chiyuva because if he would be Makadosher for himself, he would be Chayiv. Therefore, he's considered a Bar Chiyuva of Yisrael, but he saw Afagav the Ivan, Mishum Lifneiva, Lissit and Mechshol, Kishim Makadoshel Kain, came to E Makadoshel Atzim, Lemechad, Lemechad, Bar Chiyuva. But the Yisrael, even though if he's Makadosher for the Kain, he's Ivan Lifneiva, but being that he himself is allowed to marry Grusha, he's not considered a Bar Chiyuva when he's Makadosher for the Kain. But what Taisa says needs beer. What's the pshat? Why, at the end of the day, why is a Kain considered a Bar Chiyuva? Gabi, when he's Mekadosher by a different kind, just because if he's Mekadosher for himself, he would be Chayiv. Lamaisa is not being Mekadosher for himself, he's being Mekadosher for a different kind. That is not an Aver for him. So, why does that make him a Bar Chiyuva? What's a pshat that's considered a Bar Chiyuva? So, there's a beautiful Hezbollah in Taisus of the Panovich Rav. This is printed in the Sefer Shem Eilam, Sefer Zikaron Shem Eilam. And he explains like this. He says, in the din of Lifnei Iver, we find there's two different dinim. There's one din, the Pasha the din of not giving an Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. You can't give someone bad advice, can't tell someone to do something which is bad for them. And number two, we learn out that you're not allowed to be machshel somebody in an Isser. And these are two different dinim you find that we learn from the din of Lifnei Iver. And the question is, why do you really need that second din, not to be machshel somebody in an Isser? Typically, every time you machshel someone in an Isser, it's like Gara from Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. You're giving him bad advice, you're doing something which is bad for him. So why do you need this new din? You can't be machshel somebody in an Isser. And the pun of a drum is masbe, that the pshat is like this, that this the din of Eitzah Sheino Hagenis is a zayitik din, it's a separate din, he can't cause somebody to do something which is bad for him, and avada nichlan that is you can't cause someone to nichlan in aveira, it's like gar from Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. But the new din of Lifnei Iver, which says don't be machshel somebody in aveira, goes way beyond the din of Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. That says that that's just not just tam a zayitik isser, not just tam a side isser, but that's a chelik of your isser, it's a chelik of your life. When the Torah says, don't eat chazer, it doesn't just mean that you can't eat chazer. If neighbor's mechadish, that I can't cause somebody else to eat chazer either. And if I cause him to do that, that's a chelik of my isser of achilas chazer. It's as if I'm being over in the isser of achilas chazer. That's the first din. It had nothing to do with isser of achilas chazer. It just means you can't cause someone to do something wrong. But the second din, lifnei iver, becomes a chelik of my isser. It's a chelik of my isser that I myself am a tzuva in. And Mimele says that that would only be true if I'm being machshel somebody in Isser, which I myself am not allowed to do, if I can't do it, and I'm causing him to do it, so that becomes a chelik of my Isser. But if I'm being machshel him in an Isser, which I myself, I am allowed to do, it's mutter for me, then he can't say it's a chelik of my Isser, because I don't have that Isser. Then it will only be Usser, out of the din of Eitzah Sheino Hagenis, because I'm causing you to do something which is not good for you. And that's Pshat and Taisus over here. When the Kayin is Mekadesh Yigusha for another Kayin, so he's being Ivan Lifnei Iver, and that the fact is Ivan Lifnei Iver means that he's a Bar Chiyuva, because what's pshat that Lifnei Iver? Lifnei Iver says to the Kain, you can't marry a Grusha, and don't cause your friend who's a Kain to marry a Grusha. That's all a chelik of your Isser. So when you do that, you're a Bar Chiyuva, and that Isser of Grusha L'Kain, you're being Ivan Isser of Grusha L'Kain through the din of Lifnei Iver, which expands it to causing somebody else to, another Kain to marry a Grusha. But when Yisrael is Mekadosh or Grusha L'Kain, you can't say it's a chelik of his own Isser, because he's not Mitzvah not to marry a Grusha. He's a Yisrael, not a Kain. So it's only Aser, it's the first din of Eitzah Sheino Hagenis. That's a separate din. That has nothing to do with the din of Grusha L'Kain. That's nothing to do with the Shlichus of Aver. And the Gabi that we say is not a Bar Chiyuva, because that's a separate din. That's not part of the Aver itself that he was Nishtalech for. Meshaying by the Kain, where it becomes a Chelik of his Chiyuv, a Chelik of his Isser Grusha L'Kain, that makes him a Bar Chiyuva. And that is the Chelik between the Kain is the one who's a Mekadosher for a different Kain, or if Yisrael did it, that the Chelik is whether Lifnei Iver is a Chelik of the Isser or not.